All you have to do is log in and go to www.dougsteffen.com.
Nice job, Richie.
Yeah, or gooddayshow.com. And today, what is Doug's poll of the day, Doug?
The poll
today.
Of the day.
Go ahead. You want to do it, Jennifer? Or you want
yeah,
me to do
I
it?
Do, actually. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. When you're still in Ireland, sir, yes. What is your favorite Irish food? Is it corned beef and cabbage?
No.
Irish stew?
No.
Shepherd's pie?
With yes. Fish?
Boxy?
Fish. Boxty. I just found out what that
the
is.
Potato pancake.
I'm
yeah.
quite interested in that. Yeah,
oh, I'm into that.
Cake. Yeah, okay.
And Guinness. That's what Rich is voting for. Because Guinness, going, it's so thick you can chew it.
Right. I'm going CNE.
Guinness is so thick you can chew it. Where did you get that?
That's a good beer.
Huh?
Yeah, it is. It's a handy beer.
I've actually had a couple, Dougie.
Have you?
Have you ever had one?
Me? I have. There's a picture of me someplace that doesn't seem to have surfaced of me blowing the foam off of an ale at the Guinness building the other night. And so I'm trying to figure out
stuck
where that
corn
picture
beef
went.
And cabbage looks good, too.
Now, what we found out here
is
that
my wife at a restaurant.
And I haven't brought this up before for, I don't know whether this is purposeful or not, but Bram Stoker was born around the corner from the hotel.
Oh, really?
And there's a Bram Stoker
Dracula.
Museum.
Yeah.
Right? And he lived on 15 something or other street. I'm probably get that from this lady who's visiting here with me. And this isn't fair. I'm not going to start cold. I want to make sure we have plenty of time for this. C.S. Lewis, Van Morrison, the Brontes all are connected here. But I was most interested that Bram Stoker came from around the corner. And the impetus for the ideas that came out in Dracula came from a cemetery that's nearby. Let's see how good I... What a great job I did with my Irish history. It's a cemetery where they used to bury paupers and Jews together. And in order to make sure they were dead, they would stick a stake through their heart. Before they stick them in the ground, they want to make sure they were good and dead. So they would stick whatever object they could find in their bodies and through their heart to make sure they were dead. And that was only for the paupers and for the Jews.
So right? Stoker invented Dracula. There was no Dracula before Stoker.
I think the idea of it came from going to the cemetery that was near his house. And I think all of the ideas
interesting.
Came. Yeah, I thought
I'd wondered that. Yeah,
I thought
yeah.
there was a real Lady of Dracula, though, because someone told me I looked like her, which I think is so funny. She's from what is Czechoslovakia now.
Really? Well, I thought that's where I always thought that's what Dracula always was.
That's
there,
where it's set.
Originally, yeah.
He came from here.
Yeah.
The
All
book
right.
is Nosferatu.
All right, we'll get to the. Hold on just a second. All right, we continue with our observations from Ireland in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm not big on to-do lists. Why waste time writing when I could be doing? So drop your pencil and gear up for fall with deals at John Deere, including $700 off both X700 Select Series tractors and the Gator XUV825i. Visit a participating John Deere dealer by October 26th. Some conditions apply.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year?
here. Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hey fans, Exogen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exogen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exogen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
All right, it's 10 past 1 here in Dublin. I just got an email from somebody who wants to know what time it is here. It's the same as if we're in, it's amazing what people think, like we were in another world. Like I just went to the planet Mars or something instead of just taking a little travel across the North Atlantic and landing in Great Ireland.
They do have
little
green people running around there with
a lot of little green people. Yes, right. But this lady is not one of them. Catherine McCluskey, another great Irish name, is with Visit Dublin team. And so Dublin, in and of itself, I have collected many things as I've wandered around your city, and I've made note on the occasion of me talking about the things that are in the newspaper or things that people would confront
yes.
in an ordinary way, the sport, the church, mm-hmm. and the food.
Yes.
Or the drink.
Yes.
Now, where do we go from there? What am I missing? I'm missing a lot of things, I'm sure, like the Museum of Dublin. There are wonderful... Every city has its own local fair.
Yes.
So the usual tourist that comes here and spends, what, 3-4 days? How long is the average tourist come here?
On average, just 3 or 4 days.
3 or 4 days, yeah.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yes.
So where do they go?
Well, they would go to visit the... Number one would be the Book of Kells. That would be the... The
right.
top visitor.
Trinity
attraction.
College.
Trinity
yeah.
College.
Now, why do you think that is?
It's because it's, I mean, it's a beautiful university, right?
It is
in
neat.
The middle of the city. It's yeah. over 400 years old. And it has this beautiful book that's...
Religionists are very interested in it because
yes.
it's the interpretation. I love this. And nowhere else in the world other than the some sort of Protestant or Catholic faith would they regurgitate what's been regurgitated already four times.
Yes.
Right? It's
yes.
the interpretation of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
That's right.
One
yes.
in the eighth century, I think, right?
Yes, and it took about 20 years to illustrate it.
Right.
All
and that's really what the attraction is, the illustrations,
yes. Yes.
which were
it's
done
the
in
art,
the blood
yeah.
of
it's
everything
art.
You can think
yeah.
of. Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
And
yeah.
It would be one of the most popular places to visit. And
mm-hmm. Do you think most people know what they're looking at? They walk in and their yeah. wife dragged, the husbands are dragged in by their
they
wives.
May not.
And
like, nah, they may not.
They don't know
they, you know, when they get in there and they're told what it is. But it's world renowned, the Book of Kells.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people will, you know.
But the art is what it is, not the story. We've read the story 100
no,
times.
No, everybody knows that, but it's just the
yeah.
beautiful art and
yeah.
the fact that it was hidden in a bog for so many years and then rediscovered and. No
people
damage have been done to
love
it.
Stories like that,
yes,
though, don't
absolutely,
they?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's movies. And by the way, the library is the site of a number of movies, including
yes.
one. The fellow that I talked to over there the other day said that there had been recently filmed a movie, and it was about vampires.
Yes.
And the vampires were on the top of... I mean, this, I think we had some pictures of it. I don't know what we did with them. Have they been posted, Richie, at DougStephan.tv? So what do we do with those pictures?
They'll
see
be
pictures
on,
of the,
yeah,
she's
on the
library?
We're going to put them on Facebook.
Trinity?
Yeah.
We had some pictures. Libraries. Somebody's got them. I just think they are wonderful just because of the way the library itself
yes.
reaches. It's not like if you go to the Bodleian at
Oxford.
Yes. It's like a whole different.
Yes.
The whole feel is 100% different.
When you walk into Trinity, that's it's a big wow factor too.
Yeah.
You know, when
yeah.
people walk
oh, yeah.
into it and they see all the old books and
some of the books that are there on the shelves are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years old.
Yes, and they have a copy of every single book that was ever published in the British Isles. That's part of the charter as they were set up.
Really, I didn't get told that.
Yes,
the other day.
And they have actually Educating Rita, which was filmed in there, but it's not supposed to be Trinity College, it's supposed to be somewhere
yeah.
in Britain, but
yeah.
it was filmed there,
yeah.
Which is a story based on Pygmalion, which
mm-hmm.
George Bernard Shaw wrote. So
yeah.
there's a big connection there.
Yeah.
You know, the literary everywhere you go, you know, there's a literary heritage.
Well, that's what I said about Bram Stoker. Is that any of the
15 Vernon Avenue.
15 Vernon Avenue. That's, and it's for sale.
Yes.
That was sold out by. Right. Yeah. Richie, you want to buy 15 Vernon Avenue?
It's mine.
Jennifer?
I own it.
Right. It'd be perfect place for you. Yeah.
Yes.
And you and the fangs.
Yeah.
So, anyway, there's just this coziness about this place. But, yeah, there's plenty. You could walk around. Now, how tired would you get if you actually walked around?
Well, you know, a lot of people, particularly Americans, when they're coming here, they want to know about renting a car. You don't need a car in Dublin. You can get from one side of the city to the other in 20 minutes, and it's all very compact. And
the buses are fine.
Yep.
But there's
accessible.
A weird, the trains don't, there's a train from the north and a train from the south, but they don't come into the same place?
The commuter train runs along the eastern coast, the bay. You know, Dublin's the city that
is on the bay.
And so we have, San Francisco has the BART and Dublin has the DART. So,
right. Yeah, but there's two different trains, I was told, and you have to walk.
If you're going away out of Dublin down to Cork or to Galway or something like that, you have to go to another train station on the other side of town. But there is a connecting bus that you can get. But to go on the commuter train, it's all connected from Bray right out to Malahide.
Yeah.
And,
that was something that sounded like it would be designed. That would be something in America. In Washington, they do.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they designed it so they didn't come together. And if you ask why, huh, nobody thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so what are the other highlights of the city itself?
The history and the culture, the people are the big attraction in Dublin.
Warm.
Time after time, they're voted the friendliest.
It's not like going to Belfast.
It's probably the same. You know?
Really? I didn't think that. I thought Belfast was forbidding.
No,
when I was there the other day.
No. I know it's not because my parents are from Belfast.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Maybe
it's just the tone. Maybe it's the way the stories were told, even though things are, you know, they're joined together, but there still isn't calm. Maybe that's...
No, they're... Well, I mean, I find people from Belfast very friendly and very welcoming.
Maybe the tourist guy was just trying to give us a story.
Maybe.
Trying to whip us into...
Maybe,
yeah. Right. Out!
No, I think they're... Of course, I'm a little biased.
Yeah.
We are a little bit friendlier, but they are very friendly in Belfast.
Well, so that's good.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. And then you go west of here and all the kind of... We're actually on the furthest eastern part in Dublin of Ireland. You go out to Shannon and you go further out to County Mayo. It's way out. I mean, way out in terms of Ireland. It's probably a 3-4 hour drive at the most to the other side of the country, right?
That's it, yeah. And the next stop from there is New York or Boston.
Yeah, you can get a plane from Dublin, from Belfast, and Shannon pretty much to go over, not to Boston, you can only get that from Dublin, but you can go to New York, certainly.
Yes.
Or those other places.
And we have a great road infrastructure now, where you could get to those places 2-3 hours.
Yeah, when I get on the motorways here, I think I'm traveling around London, or any place in England, because they are that good.
Yes.
And they have the same feel as the motorways there. And, of course, driving on the left-hand side of the road,
right.
You guys haven't figured that out yet, what the problem is. But there's a real interest. I think that's what I felt. You sort of said it. A real interest in the visitor versus just sloughing them off.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
engaging. Where are you from? Why are you here?
They're nosy.
That sort of stuff. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, typical Irish. All right, nice to chat with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Very warm. Catherine McCluskey, who is in Visit Dublin's team. Dublin, I'm beginning to talk about the book and all the other things that people are saying over here. It's 19 past the hour on Good Day.
Thank you. Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Tuesday the 2nd of October, and Don McLean, a lot of people used to say, including me as a broadcaster, Don McLean, but he didn't like that because he pronounced it McLean, a Canadian responsible for this song. It was a big song. I remember it being played when I was on my honeymoon. That's how I remember.
Unbelievable how often this song got played.
Oh, yeah.
This is the bathroom song.
And Madonna made it over, too.
About 7.5 minutes, if I remember correctly. So, 1971.
What I have here is 6 minutes and 5 seconds.
Is it really? Okay.
Let's play it all.
The album version was 7 minutes and something.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. I'm sorry. 8:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. See? Be the day that I die. So, anyway, born this date, 1945. He's 67 today. Also responsible for the song Castles in the Air and Vincent, among others. So, happy birthday to Don McLean. Rex Reed's birthday is today, the movie critic. And he's also an actor, but not of much value. Maury Wills, great baseball player, birthday this date, 1932. Here's Michael Rutherford, who's the guitarist with Genesis, and also responsible for the group Mike and the Mechanics, which I think actually this song represents them, but I like their music. I've never been a fan of Genesis, never.
Oh.
I like
Genesis.
The song.
Well,
you can
love
like
anything that came out of Genesis.
Mike Rutherford, born this day, 1950, so he is 62 today. Richie's going to love this because it's Sting's birthday. Real name, Gordon Sumner.
I
responsible for the police.
Right, back in the post-police years. And then he just kind of got a little bit too, I don't know.
Yeah, he's a little taken away.
Yeah, himself. Dream of the Blue Turtles, his first album after the police. Quite possibly one of my favorite albums of all time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, great.
Donna Karan, whose real name is Donna Faskey. Why she changed it to Donna Karan? D-K-N-Y, you understand that
Karen,
line of
Donna
clothes?
Karen.
Karen, is that how you pronounce it?
I think so.
I'm not too much into ladies' fashions.
I am.
Really? That surprises me.
I know.
I thought you were.
But you're talking about
me?
He
does rock a pair of high heels.
Yeah. Perfect. We have Mr. Philip Oakley from the Human League. Going to State 1955, but he's 57. This wouldn't be the song I'd be playing from the Human League, but I didn't make the selection.
This is big stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here it comes.
Freddie Jackson. Now, this I
enjoy. Yeah,
this is a good song. Born in the state 1956. So he's 56. He was born in 56. That means he's 56.
Jennifer, you want to slow dance with me?
Because you are my lady.
You want to nestle up next to the fireplace with a nice glass of red wine with me, girl?
Kate St. John, who is a singer with the Dream Academy, up next to you. I don't remember Dream Academy. What do we need to know about
this? This is back kind of in the Human League days, late 80s, kind of alt
really?
Type thing. Yeah.
Okay. So Al Conley, guitarist with Glass Tiger, is 52 today.
More of the same here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Robbie Neville.
Wow.
I don't know,
remember this.
Yeah. Kelly Willis. 44 today. Tiffany Darwish. I saw him standing there. I think we're alone now. Could have been. So Tiffany is 41 today. 28 after on Good Day.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints, move free.
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I called him.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear. I'm looking at Michelin. I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires.
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's tires on demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brands within four.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy roast of lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque fat-lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Time is 33 after the hour, second day of our broadcast from Ireland. I'm Doug Steffen. In a few minutes, we're going to meet somebody who I love these guys because they're so passionate about their food. I have no idea that Irish folks are so interested in their food. Do you think Rupert Everett has an Irish background, Jennifer? With that name, is Everett?
Rupert Everett.
Rupert Everett.
Maybe he's English.
You think?
Yeah, that's a very English name.
That's an English name. He was in some movie with, now that I'm thinking about it, was he in that movie with now I've gone right off of, all of them have gone, Notting Hill, had had Julia Roberts. It had, what's his face, the guy with the prostitute in L.A.,
Hugh Grant.
This is word association. And I think Rupert Everett was in that movie as well. He usually plays a gay guy because
Notting Hill.
I think he was in that. At any rate, I noticed that he's in some of the newspapers over here. He's in quote unquote trouble. He said late last week he couldn't think of anything worse than being brought up by two gay dads. And after that, apparently a lot of hate mail has come in, death threats, that sort of thing. He was supposedly loathed by them. Now I have to take evasive action in his life. Isn't that foolish? What people say, what is so bad about saying that? The gay community wants him dead, says one guy. People are crazy. People are crazy. All right. The lady, I wonder what kind of press this is getting at home. The lady who's the new CEO of Yahoo had her first baby the other day. And she's going to be out for, let's see here, 1 week. She's having her baby. She's out of work 1 week. So that's causing a stir on some of the blogs, mother blogs, mommy blogs, because they think this is outrageous. I think it's up to, you know, if they can do it and it works for them, what business is it of everybody else's? But there's so many people that are so judgmental. Jennifer, you have a problem with her? She had a baby.
Nope.
17 hours ago. She's going back to work next week. What's the big deal?
I have no problem with that.
No.
She feels like she can do it. There you go.
Yeah. Right. Will the child suffer because of it? I think that that's, I think you can say that anymore.
It's hard to say. I mean, a dad could be home. We don't know the whole situation.
Right. Exactly, yeah. She could be the breadwinner, and thus nobody's worried about it. But I do find it interesting to see all the comments.
I wouldn't choose it for me.
No.
And my wife wouldn't choose it for herself. I'm not speaking for her, I'm assuming, because that's what we've done.
Yeah.
But, hey, man, if that's what she wants to do.
Yeah,
fire away.
Exactly. And so it is interesting, the Rupert Everett thing and what prejudices it brings out in people and things like this CEO of Yahoo not staying home with her baby. She just got the job as CEO of Yahoo, 2 months ago or something?
And yeah.
She's just fresh on the job.
Yeah, long ago.
And she's only 37, 38.
And that was one of the big, remember all the talk about it, that they hired her when she was six or seven months pregnant?
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Like, why should that be? This is what drives me.
And why can't you work from home? You're an IT company, for God's sake. I've got to think you're pretty set up technically at home.
Yeah. But the whole judgmental thing, this is the stuff that drives me nuts. Women and what they choose to do just because they're the moms, and how much criticism they get for their being women that never, ever...
You know, it's driving me nuts lately this last year or two.
Right.
Maybe longer, I don't know. Just how judgmental people are about judgmental people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We want you to be more inclusive, but the fact that you're not very inclusive means that I don't like you.
We're singling you out.
Right, exactly.
I don't get it.
We meet Chef Derry Clark here in Dublin. Just a moment on Good Day.
Hi, it's Roger, and I just did my quarterly economic briefing with author and Swiss America chairman Craig R. Smith. And what I discovered confirms my worst fears. Something is getting ready to happen that will change the course of world history, and not one in a thousand will believe it until it's already too late. After writing 4 important books accurately predicting the future of gold, oil, the dollar, and inflation, Craig Smith is on the verge of releasing his next book. This new CD covers the root issues of the coming crisis and offers 3 critical steps to protect your family from the fallout. Call today for this hot new CD, The Future of Money, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must hear The Future of Money to believe it. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or go online at SwissAmerica.com. Again, write it down, 800-289-2646. Do it today.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. They found out that teens today are abusing substances that many parents would never think of as dangerous, including prescription pain relievers and stimulants. Some children have even used over-the-counter cough medicine to get high. Talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Visit drugfree.org to join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
20 minutes before the hour, the Doug Stefan Good Day program, my portion of it coming to you from Ireland again today. Derry Clark is one of these celebrity chefs. So would we put you in the same bucket or kettle of fish as Emeril, for example?
You could do, yeah.
Really?
I could not do better. As good, though. You could do better.
I could do better.
No, I say you could do worse.
You could do worse. Right.
You could do better.
But the cooking phenomenon, television shows, over here I get a kick out of what shows seem like American shows. Yeah. And you have been involved in this for a while. How did you get started?
By accident.
I think, like all of
everything
us.
Everything is like accident.
It is, really. You kind of fall into things in life, you know. Yeah. Funny enough, you have your ideas in life, where you're going to go, what you're going to do, and it's always the opposite. Summer job, really, when I was a kid. Went in washing pots and pans.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was the best thing, you know. So I can
That's
say, definitely,
story. I
started.
I washed pots and pans in a Friendly's restaurant when I was a kid, and look at me.
Well, good man. Well, look, you're, I mean, you're, you know, you're earning money at least.
I am earning a few bucks.
Yeah, yeah.
And you are too.
I am indeed. I am indeed. Yeah. But I mean, you know, I just looked at the chefs in that kitchen and said, yeah, I like this.
Really? So you were, did you like to eat? Did you like to cook? What did you...
Yeah, I was lucky. I was lucky. I grew up in a family who were fruit importers. They imported food from around the world into Ireland and England. So we had a kind of fruit culture in our family. So that's worked from there. So
and you've also worked. Done a reality show here.
I did, yeah, a few years ago.
Smile. Now, Richie, you should see the smile on his face. So what kind of foolishness did that involve?
It was, I was, two mistakes. One was I was a judge on it.
Yeah.
And number two was it was full of celebrities that were running a hotel. So yeah, I had no chance. Could you imagine there was 12 celebrities and had to run a hotel for 2 weeks. And
I imagine you doing a Chef Gordon Ramsay on them. Is that true?
Do yeah,
you know
really,
that is?
Yeah, I do indeed. No, I needed about 4 weeks vacation after that. After that 2 weeks,
yeah.
It was a memory I have forever.
Yeah, well, that kind of stuff is good for you. It gives you visibility. So, but the celebrity chef routine, you come up with your own line of products, that sort of stuff. Have you done that?
Yeah, I have actually. Yeah, we all do it, don't we? Yeah,
yeah right.
We all
why
do
not?
It. Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Yeah.
Try to make a few more bucks, I suppose.
So, but, what is the highlight of that? What have you come up with? All kinds of interesting concoctions.
But funny enough, Doug, I did a bit differently because normally over the years I was asked to endorse this and endorse that,
right.
And I turned them down because this was my own company. I did it myself with a partner.
Why did you turn them down?
Because I want to do it myself, control it, and make my own company from it, I suppose.
Right.
And we do like meat products and sauces.
Really?
Really good stuff, you know, black pudding, white puddings.
Yeah, I found out today the black pudding and white pudding was pig's blood.
It is, yeah. Well, the black pudding is, the white pudding is not.
What is it?
White pudding is just pig's offal.
Pigs.
Awful.
Awful.
Yeah.
And pudding, everything that's left.
Correct.
Of the pig that they can't use for anything else, they grind up.
And Jello, too, right?
And it's
Jello is in part, is
it could be.
Ligaments and things from
yes.
cows.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But
just to say that, though, how can you say that with a straight?
Well, you wouldn't describe it. I know. But the thing about it is, I mean, I always say about an animal, you know, if you eat the loin or the fillet of an animal, what's wrong with the liver or the tongue?
It's a prejudice that we get, and I think Americans maybe get it more than anybody else because
yeah.
they think. I mean, I remember the first time I went into a butcher shop and saw a cow's tongue.
Yeah,
I thought it was the grossest
oh, yeah.
thing that I have ever seen in my life.
Did you touch it though? Because
I did. It was
the
on
tongue.
Sandpaper.
Yeah.
Well, I have cows. I have a dairy farm.
Oh, very good.
So I have cows, and
yeah.
I get kissed by them all the time. But it's not the same as picking up a dead cow's tongue in your hand. And
well, see, when you cook it properly and look after it, like at the moment I actually have cow's tongue on. I smoke it. No,
really?
In the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
That's home. That's home.
Well, you could have a small tongue, you know.
Hey, man, I'm smoking cow's tongue.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I'm smoking cow's tongue. But, no, it's really nice.
good God. So, those sorts of things. So, what have you come up with that's unique that is a signature for you? You have this line of products. So, and they're only available in the UK, not anywhere else?
Just
I mean,
here.
In Ireland.
Just in Ireland, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a lovely one, black pudding. Done with Guinness barley.
Really? So you take the barley after
apricots.
They've used it?
No, actually, no, I don't, because we're too bitter. No, I actually get the Guinness and poach the barley in the Guinness, and
really?
It goes into the mix.
How'd you think of that? You don't drink Guinness much, do you?
I do now and then.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
But I don't drink as much as I used to, you know,
yeah.
when I was young and fit.
Don't drink any less either.
No, there you go. I like that one. Never any less. No.
Yeah. And how about every once in a while you might have Jefferies or what's the name of the?
Jameson.
Jameson.
Jefferies. Where did you get Jefferies from?
I don't know. I'm not a drinker, so I sound foolish when I even talk about this stuff.
Actually, Irish whiskey's making a comeback, funny enough. You know there's a shortage in the world of Irish whiskey. There's a shortage in the world. Yeah.
The Kennedys need the money. So we got to get as much of it out of here as possible. Did you know they get 7 cents in every bottle?
That's
of
right. But that was from the
bootlegging
days.
The old man Kennedy made sure the deal was.
That's right. So, I mean, funny actually, Irish whiskey was the leading whiskey in the world before that in the States. And then when the Prohibition came in, Scotch took over because of Kennedy. Kennedy went to Ireland to try and get the bootleg across the Canadian border, American border, and he went to Scotland instead.
Yeah, it's
amazing, really.
Is it Scottish whiskey? I thought it was Irish whiskey.
No, Scottish whiskey is the leading whiskey. In America now.
Because oh, that's because of that.
Yes, yeah.
But I think the Kennedy family gets their 7 cents on every Irish bottle.
Still.
I think so. I know they get 7 cents on something, whether it's Scotch whiskey or Irish whiskey.
I think it's Scotch.
Is it Scotch whiskey?
Yeah, all I know is I'm not getting it.
No, that's right. Yeah. Exactly. All right, so in terms of being cultivating your career so that people knew you, did it just, in a sense, did you really work at it? You wanted to be well-known, so you said, okay, I'm going to do this sort of thing on television, I'm going to do this on radio, I'm going to write a book, I'm going to do this. I mean, that energy has to come from someplace. And there are 9 million cooks and chefs everywhere, so how come every once in a while somebody like you comes along, or I was mentioning, we have a spate of them at home, these cooking shows, men and women that are doing this stuff, and most of them are horrible.
Yeah.
So, but
some are good, though. I mean, some are good.
Yeah, yeah, they're horrible.
Iron Chef's quite good. So I think Iron Chef is a good one.
Yeah, I think. Well, Ramsey, you were just talking about Ramsey.
Ramsey's new show, was it American Chef or Greatest American Chef? Whatever it is, that's a good show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, I suppose like Ramsey, for instance.
Does anybody ever really pay attention to the, excuse me for interrupting you, who pays attention or really remembers these all of these recipes?
They put them on their websites and you go get them.
But first of all, people buy cookbooks, do they cook the recipes in it?
No.
No, they don't.
Of course not.
It looks good in the kitchen, though.
It does on the bookshelf.
Crocker's
cookbook. Yeah,
exactly. Who buys cookbooks anymore? I have an app
like
for that.
I like this guy.
To answer your question about how do you make it true to be a chef, I suppose you have your restaurant, and that makes you, you know, you start that great slowly. And
like the guys in New Orleans. What's the name? Prudhomme.
Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, you know, and your restaurant speaks for you,
mm-hmm.
and you build that up. I mean, Ramsay did the same thing. He had his first restaurant was Aubergine in London.
Yeah.
Aubergine was a very small restaurant. He opened that about 15 years ago, and look where he is now.
Really? Just so
he opened
15
that,
years ago?
Yeah, 15, 18 years ago. It wasn't too long ago, believe it or not. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
He's around 50 years, isn't he?
Yeah.
But that's how you do it, I think. And then everything else comes in after.
You and he aren't very friendly, are you?
I only met him once, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. I met him one night in London.
Do you think he's
full
of what makes the grass grow?
He's a different guy, actually, in reality. I suppose everyone is, I suppose. I think TV can be kind or unkind to you.
You know, it's funny. He has those two shows, and the only reason I like the second show is because he's not the jerk that he is in the first show, in Hell's Kitchen. He's actually a really nice guy in that other show, and
it's his job, though. It's TV.
It's TV, so.
All right, what are you doing with pizza? I'm looking at some of his, Derek Clark is with us, by the way, if you're just tuning in. A very important restaurateur and chef here in Ireland. I'm looking at some of the things that you've become well known for.
Yeah.
Pizza dough? What is that all about?
I don't think so. Maybe it was a different dairy you have there.
No, I got.
Although I wouldn't mind doing pizza. I wouldn't mind having a pizzeria because there's nice money on that, you know.
It costs nothing.
Exactly. They always say it's flour and water.
That's all.
Yeah, that's it.
It's the most profitable thing. Why do you think all of these pizza chains all over the place? What do you have for pizza over here, by the way? Is there a chain?
Oh, there is. All the chains, unfortunately.
Really? The
unfortunately.
American chains
yeah,
right here.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
Domino's?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my God! What garbage!
And four star.
Yeah. That's been some people, but you can't. There's no accounting for taste, isn't that?
The thing about it is, see, if you have a really good pizza once in your life, the best pizza you can get, and you have it
in New York,
you won't go back to a chain pizza. You see, it's the whole thing. You have to have it once, though.
Yeah. You're a good guy.
Yeah.
Website. What's your website?
LakeCrivan.com.
LakeCrivan is LECRIVAIN.
Good spelling.
.com.
Very impressed, Doug.
Good to have you here. Thank you.
Great to be here.
Gary Clark here on Good Day.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-5994. That's 1-800-530-5994. 1-800-530-5994.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Ask yourself, who'd watch for me, my only friend?
Now, see, I don't,
could it be?
What? I don't remember this song from Lethal Weapon 3.
Yeah.
This is Sting and Eric Clapton from Lethal Weapon 3. It's probably me. Sting is 61 today, so we start out our movie moments with movie music. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here to give us some movie news after we have our movie contest. It's all about movies. Pretty exciting, eh? 800-510-8255 is the number you call when you identify this movie, which was number one during this week in 2006. So we have three audio clues from it. We'll play those for you. If you figure out the movie, you call us 800-510-TALK. If you haven't won before movie moments, you get the swell prize. It's easy as pie. Easy as 1, 2, 3, and here's one.
I don't want to be a product of my environment. I want my environment to be a product of me.
Right, deliver it as only he can deliver it.
Right.
All right, so there are probably about four different choices that are running through your mind right now.
That's
Chuck, you think you got it?
Not sure. Let's get to
number two.
You accused me once. I put up with it. You accused me twice. I quit.
Right. Don't know it.
Yes, you do. Absolutely do. You got the voice? 2006. Number one during this week in 2006. This guy has not worked, I don't think it was before or since, even though they are compared often in style. All right? Even though there's a generation between the two of them,
There was very definitive. Both of those parts were very definitive parts in this movie. All right, so that's number two. Here's number three.
The question is, and this is the only question, who thinks that they can do what you do better than you?
The only one who could do what I do is me. A lot of people had to die for me to be me.
All right. Every Boston star is in this movie.
I know it.
You know it?
Sure,
every single star that came out of Boston ever was in this movie because it took place in Boston.
Right.
That may give it away.
Yeah.
800. Yeah, it was actually for a bloody, horrible, gruesome movie. It was actually quite a good movie.
I wanted to see it,
like this, but at the end, Matt Damon gets his gets his due from Wahlberg. 800-510-824. Was it Wahlberg? Yeah, it was Wahlberg that did him in at the end, right? Wasn't it? It was.
And it's an amazing scene in an elevator at the three-quarter mark that's very surprising in that film.
Yeah, right. Okay, 800-510-8255. I can't imagine we don't have a winner for this, Richie. Meanwhile, we'll have some movie news in a moment from Chuck on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
All right, so Chugger's going to be excited because there's a director who's been named to the sequel to Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Good God. But what surprises me, Chugger, I'm seeing in the Irish papers today that Tom Cruise...
Yeah, go ahead.
Tom Cruise, very popular over here. And this article says that his next flick, All You Need Is Kill, has been given a release date of March of 2004. You think that's a misprint? That's a year
No,
and
no,
a half?
Actually, he has a movie coming out in, I believe, December. And then his next film that he's going to start filming is the one you just mentioned.
All right. So when is Mission Impossible out? When's the next Mission Impossible out?
That hasn't materialized as any set date to go into production. But I'm pretty confident.
I thought they were in production of it already.
No. No.
Really?
No.
Huh.
The last one was a huge worldwide hit, though. The franchise is very healthy, and so there will be another one.
Oh, sure there will. Meanwhile, the gossip is that he's dating, what's
Cameron
her name?
Diaz.
Cameron Diaz. But everybody denies it.
Yeah, well, that means they're doing it.
She can't be that dumb.
I must admit, I was a bit surprised that the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences picked a Family Guy creator, Seth MacFarlane, to host the Oscar ceremony this February. I think he's a very funny guy, but let's be honest, he's a loose cannon, and if he has free reign, that's going to be a memorable show one way or the other. TV news of interest: in its seventh season, Showtime's Dexter had its highest premiere ever, 2.4 million viewers. The episode was well received by both critics and viewers. I liked it a lot. And despite a big, big promotional campaign, ABC's new show, 666 Park Avenue, drew just 7 million viewers. That means in 2 weeks it'll be down to 5 and DOA. I watched it last night.
What show are you talking about?
666 Park Avenue.
Yeah. You don't think that'll work? No.
I hope it does.
It has horror elements, and I don't think it'll have a huge base audience.
I want to watch it. It looks cool.
Let's see if Skip knows the name of the movie. Skip, what's the movie?
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas. Nope, not. You're kind of close.
Kind of close.
Bob, what's the name of the movie?
The Departed.
It is The Departed. Jack Nicholson and Leo DiCaprio, et cetera, et cetera.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.